This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, out there where it's about 45 degrees or thereabouts. Right now where I'm at, it's 68 degrees. It warmed up a degree. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States. Of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, Kyle, I'm sitting here watching pictures of Kiev, and they're talking about heavy traffic, which is all going in one direction towards Poland to get people the heck out of Dodge, if you will. They've had enough of the targets being blasted around them, around different parts of Kiev. Now, to my knowledge, no civilians were targeted, correct?
As far as we know at this point, that's right.
But they did take out a lot of military targets, command and control, and they claim that they have destroyed the command and control for the airplanes in Ukraine.
That's right. And if that is in fact the case, that allows Russia then free rein, obviously, in the air. And that means, Captain, that another phase of this invasion would start taking place. Yes.
Well, it does and it doesn't, depending on what they have, because believe it or not, you can actually run an airport from a laptop computer if you have the right program in it.
Right. Right, but in the sense that they can pretty much do whatever they want. And also, of course, we don't know what sort of plans or designs Vladimir Putin may have in terms of what he would actually do in these cities. Some have talked about him wanting to sort of avoid them to try to avoid the notion of urban fighting or this kind of thing. But, Captain, it would seem to me that at some point, if he means to take over all of Ukraine and not simply just install a pro-Russian government in Ukraine, that we will see Russian forces appear in these cities, one would think.
Well, they will take over Ukraine. That's their goal. And when they do that, they will get rid of certain people, either by assassination or locking them up never to be seen again. But that's what they will do.
Yes. And this is one of the things, of course, this is part of the larger human tragedy that we'll be witnessing. It is a very, very terrible thing. There's simply no doubt about it.
Right.
It takes it out of the geopolitical strategic sort of plans that at the macro level, and it really does bring it home that this is war. This is a terrible thing. And unfortunately, Vladimir Putin himself has decided that this is the direction. You know, it's interesting to me, Captain, watching Vladimir Putin talk to members of essentially what is his national security apparatus. And they looked, you know, a little nervous about what he was saying and so forth. They know exactly the amount of control Putin does wield in all of this.
Now, we got a message here from Cheryl. And good morning, Cheryl. Cheryl says, with issues involving Russia, it's concerning that this is occurring, and the president tends to reflect weakness as a leader in decisions and good support of his own military. The vice president is not helpful either. Our nation is in questionable areas, and our strength is slipping quickly. Well, yeah, and I said that the day he got elected, that he was the wrong guy. We were going to be displaying weakness to the world. And they were going to step on us. They were going to walk all over us.
Well, you know, Captain, there was a tweet that then-candidate Biden had tweeted out back in 2020 saying Putin doesn't want him to be president. He knows he's the only one who's ever gone toe-to-toe.
He said it again a few days ago.
Right. And, you know, it is really... I think Vladimir Putin was waiting for Biden to be president, sorry to say, because he knows that, in fact, going back to what Eric, I think, mentioned earlier on the phone, was where is Biden? You know, Biden couldn't come out and give any kind of a statement when something like this happens. And because the Biden administration for a very long time has been telling us the attack's coming right away. It's imminent. It's tomorrow. And then this kind of thing, trying to rev all this up. And now it's happening and there's no President Biden.
Now,
and Kamala Harris, if she could take the mask off, we could hear what she's saying anyway.
Okay, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a point that Eric just brought up in the chat room. You go take a look at it, Kyle, and I'll explain it to you here in just a second. Okay, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And Kathy, I'm going to let her give us the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. And remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've taken it for over 7 years. So I'm talking about something that I know what it will do for you. If you are in pain, or if you suffer from swelling or inflammation, or maybe you've got some sort of discomfort in an old wound, or maybe you pulled some muscles or whatever, this product is going to be something that will help you. Now, because of the natural ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which means if you have swelling or inflammation or discomfort at all, it'll go right straight to the source of where the problem is, and it'll help alleviate the pain and reduce the swelling. That's what it does for me. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something that's good for you and your body needs to have anyway. Now, it also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, $19.95 is all it costs for Relief Factor. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website you go to, and take advantage of it. $19.95 gets it all started, and there's no club to join. There's no hidden charges. That's what it is. $19.95. You get started on it, and then away you go. You'll know by the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. And if it doesn't, you can just say, nope, didn't work, and you're only out $20, and that's it. So there you go. There you go. Okay. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, we got a message. It's a good question, I think, but it has to do, and it's from Eric, so we appreciate it very much. But it has to do with the notion of, you know, obviously we don't have any forces in Ukraine that are frontline combat forces, but would there be anything that the West or the United States might have, at least to be there, not to say observing, that's maybe not the right word, but to be in the mix in some way in Ukraine?
The CIA or MI6 or one of the other foreign spy agencies could be there right now with one or two of their people, that's all it would take, with a computer or a satellite phone or something that would get them up on a satellite, and you would be able to not only talk and communicate and share information back and forth, but you could pretty much run an army from there, depending on where your location was. And that, to me, is something that I believe is going on, because it always seems to.
Well, exactly. And do you think this is at the behest, or at least the urging, as it were, of, in other words, in a non-political sense, the military would, or the spy agencies, the intelligence community, they would urge the president to have this kind of operation going on, don't you think?
Sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a fool if you didn't.
Well, right. Well, exactly. But I think there's so much concern, Captain, about whether or not Joe Biden, at least Joe Biden himself, but also the point of view, the liberal Democrats are coming from, the Democrat Party elite, in for something like this. It just seems that they've always, that they're sort of ill suited to this.
Well, this is usually left up to chief of staff, because the fearless leader, the president, or whoever it is that's in charge, says, take care of it. I don't want to know.
Yeah, the plausible deniability.
Yeah because a lot of times they don't want to know.
Well, exactly right. And we continue to watch these cars, Captain, on and the main road looks like one of the main thoroughfares there in Kiev. These cars aren't moving. We're seeing the same cars for long, long periods of time here.
They're that one truck that was on the side road. I think he's moved 25 feet.
Yep, exactly.
That one van truck.
Exactly.
And they're all pointed north towards Poland.
Mm-hmm. Exactly
or
right.
Or northwest, as the case would be.
Well, and of course, it also begs the question, you know, just how far will Putin want to go? I think that's everybody's wondering at this hour. Will he stop with Ukraine to more or less get that buffer, quote unquote, that Putin wants between himself and Europe without having NATO forces? And it's the interesting thing, too. I just don't think that Ukraine would ever have become a member of NATO, at least not for a very long time. But yet this is Putin saying, making good on his own threats about this kind of
thing. Well, I think it's pretty obvious that Putin believes that Ukraine was the key to it, and he didn't want another NATO country gumming up the works. And I get that, okay? But still, you don't go in and just shut the place down and say, well, I'm declaring war against you because you're doing things to us, and we need to do this. And basically, that's what he did. He declared war against the Ukraine. As a matter of fact, his pretext was the rebels asked for military aid on the Ukraine aggression. Ukraine wasn't being aggressive.
No, not at all. And of course, we're talking about those provinces in the eastern part of Ukraine. But
right.
But Putin's campaign now encompasses all of Ukraine. So he's hard pressed to really make people think that that's any by any stretch of the imagination legit.
Yeah. Now let's keep moving along here, because there's something else that doesn't have anything to do with Ukraine, which just stood up and bit me yesterday. Two top Manhattan prosecutors working in the DA's office that were heading the Trump investigation resigned yesterday.
Yes, we heard about this. And we understand that the probe is going to continue, but yet, as I understand it, Captain, these the prosecutors involved heretofore had stopped kind of communicating for a time. They weren't presenting any other information to, I think, the grand jury, I believe, that's involved here. So, yeah, all of a sudden, they up and quit.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it begs the question, you know, did they feel that this was going the in a direction that they thought was, you know, prosecutable, basically, or was there something there, or is there no there?
Mm-hmm. Now, the United States merchandise trade deficit with Russia increased by 93.9% in 2021, according to data published this month by the Census Bureau. That's just unbelievable.
Well, absolutely. That's right. For something to go up that far, I mean, that's amazing. Exactly.
So we need to stop buying things and selling things to them. We need to stop with the oil, definitely. And we need to start just pumping the hell of oil, our own oil, out of the ground and dropping the price as quickly as we can.
Well, you know, Captain, this is going to be a central campaign issue because this has changed the landscape in fundamental ways. And I think you're exactly right. How is Biden, you know, as a surrogate for a lot of these senators and representatives who'll be running for reelection or trying to get elected, what's the message going to be? No, we don't want to have our own energy. No, we've got to stay the course on this. They are not going to have a good message to the people who are going to be hurting very badly at the pump, more so than ever, that somehow this is the way to go. So this and it's changed overnight now in terms of the campaign, what could be a central campaign message.
And I just got a for your information message from Ken. Ken says, just 3 years ago we heard, and I quote, "If I'm President, Putin's days of tyranny and trying to intimidate the U.S. and Eastern Europe are over," so said Joe Biden in 2019.
That is, you know, in another context, it would be hilarious, right? But it's very, very chilling and very, very sad right now. Because and at the time, of course, so many of us knew that the opposite of that was true, right? But yet he was propped up. I mean, we could go on and on. He was propped up with the friends of the media and all this kind of thing. And he wasn't Donald Trump, and it was going to be, he was in the basement, and it was all going to be better. Nope. None of that has occurred. In fact, everything is a total mess.
And by the way, Mike Pompeo said something which makes a lot of sense. He said, "Putin has no fear of the USA and the response that we might take."
I think that that's probably right. I think the way that the demeanor of Putin during his speech the other day, I think, spoke volumes to that.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And keep it right here, because we are watching and we're paying attention to what's going on. So far, it's quiet in the Ukraine after the attacks of last night.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a special military operation in Ukraine late on Wednesday night. The Russian leader rebuked months of Western diplomatic moves to end the crisis sparked by the amassing of Moscow's nearly 200,000 troops pointed at Ukraine's border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau removed emergency powers on Wednesday.
After careful consideration, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. Therefore, the federal government will be ending the use of the Emergencies Act.
Trudeau invoked those powers so police could end blockades occupied by people opposed to the country's excessive COVID-19 restrictions. It also allowed police to freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts and compel tow truck companies to haul away vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. 4327 or email.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it in this portion of the program. My conversation with Kyle Warren's being brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Now remember, Mike Lindell is just up to it again, and he's got these tremendous bargains that he's passing along, but you have to have a promo code to get them. Well, the promo code is Captain. That's right, Captain. So go to MyPillow.com, and then while you're there, go over to the Radio Listener Specials page and see what they have to offer over there. Now, one of the things they have to offer is the towel set, which is now $29.99. It's marked down another $10 for this week only. And you can get right in there, grab those towels. They're really good. I've got two sets of them. Really good. And again, the promo code is Captain. You can call them up on the phone if you want. Talk to somebody on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you buy, what did you buy last?
We got the towel sets, and they're really phenomenal. Yeah, the towel sets are great.
Okay, well, I've got two sets now.
Good, excellent. I think, I think the prices are dropping as well on those, I think.
Okay, well, Eric is out going, taking his dogs out for a walk, I think.
So, okay, cool.
So we'll see you when you get back, Eric, but have yourself a great day. Eric is spot on, and he was right there this morning again.
Yeah, we appreciate him very much.
Now, Ukraine's UN ambassador last night made quite a speech. Did you catch any of it?
I saw some of the coverage there, but yeah, go ahead, refresh my memory on that.
Well, he said if the international community doesn't confront Russia over the invasion of Ukraine, other nations will be next. In other words, it's not going to stop with Ukraine.
Well, that's really possible. I guess the calculus, Captain, that only Vladimir Putin understands in his own mind is whether or not, because going into Ukraine, while horrific and a terrible thing, he's not dealing with a NATO country. He's not triggering that Article 5 protection. An attack on one is an attack on all. And so if he were to go into other nations that would be aligned with NATO, he would have to, for lack of a better expression, factor that in. And does he want to do that? If he wants to try to really reestablish the old borders, that's possible, especially up in the Baltic states. And, you know, that would be a turning point in world history because of what that would automatically, at least supposed to be, automatically trigger a response, major response.
Now, did you hear Jen Psaki yesterday?
What was that?
Is she nuts because she claimed that sanctions against Russia won't hurt energy bills, your energy bills?
You know, actually, Captain, that does remind me of when she said, well, corporations aren't going to raise prices if their taxes go up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it, well, of course they're going to raise prices if their taxes go up. You know, they really must think that we're just not that smart, that somehow we're okay, you know, we'll.
Well, we know she's not.
Well, but to say this kind of thing, obviously, I thought, well, then she better go over and talk to the vice president then, because didn't the vice president say there was going to be, you know, it was going to hurt, you know, there's going to be some pain because of it? And didn't Joe Biden in his speech say there's going to be some pain or,
yeah,
you know, words to that effect?
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't know.
Well, somebody didn't know.
Right.
Now, we're hearing that the truckers' convoy that's coming over to Washington, D.C., and they're leaving from three different locations, by the way. One of them left yesterday over there by Barstow, California, coming east on I-40. But they're leaving out of three different locations to be over in D.C. By the 1st of March, is my understanding, for the State of the Union message. But they're going to wind up, one of the convoys is going to wind up just miles away from Biden's doorstep where he lives. That's the Freedom Convoy. That's the one coming from, I believe, the north.
It's going to be very interesting, Captain, to try to watch them juggle, that is the White House, that is, the White House press secretary or others, the communications coming out of the White House, to try to juggle the idea that somehow, you know, Biden is waging a major war for freedom in Ukraine and this kind of thing. Meanwhile, the truckers are somehow attacking our democracy, and on it will go. It just will be very, very sad to watch.
Yeah. And I just saw a couple more buses in that line of cars that's coming out of Kiev.
Yeah, I see them too, as a matter of fact. And it looks like, now this is maybe significant. If we're actually starting to see a little bit of movement in these cars. It's not a lot, but it's definitely, we're seeing new cars coming into the frame. So that's something.
Yep. Okay. Criminals beware. An engineer has succeeded where government failed, creating a website ousting the PPP fraudsters.
Well, that's good, for one thing. One thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we heard about the woman yesterday that absconded with a couple $1 million worth of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. The payroll protection program stuff. I mean, can you imagine, you know, what level you have to sort of be at to, to really think that that's okay to try to get away with, that's terrible.
It is terrible because somebody that needs it can't get it because of them. Now, a school board group joined 21 states yesterday, severing ties with the NSBA, the National School Board Association, after the domestic terrorism letter was sent to the DOJ.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show, I mean, we got to stop trying to demonize, our own people in this country, the Americans, for having opinions or for voicing their position on something. Doesn't make them domestic terrorists. But that's weaponizing the whole idea of any kind of speech.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not good.
Now, Georgia governor, or I mean, the wannabe governor, Stacey Abrams, was grilled on CNBC yesterday as to whether or not the Georgia gubernatorial race is still rigged following her 2018 defeat.
You know, isn't it interesting, Captain?
She won't shut up.
Well, of course not, but, you know, certainly, she's got carte blanche to really talk about this kind of stuff, and it's good that at least at the very least she's starting to get some tough questions about it. But now the whole idea of legitimacy and so forth, this is actually something I think that the Democrat Party elite that would like to see a lot more destabilization occur, I think they actually like this kind of thing because it allows them, because they're already laying the basis. Didn't the president this was a little while ago, but he was asked about the legitimacy of elections and accepting results, and well, it depends. You know, oh my gosh, didn't they just spend all this capital, as it were, trying to tell us that Donald Trump saying, hey, something happened in the 2020 election that was all a bunch of bunk, now it depends?
All right, we got a comment made by George down in Parrish, Florida. How you doing there, George? He says, love you guys. Keep on telling the truth. The claim, let's see what it is. Oh, the show, there's another show comes on at noontime, said in Florida a couple of days ago, they had a great interview with Donald Trump, and tell you, refreshing voice like that gives you hope for the future because the president that we have right now is embarrassing. Well, that's all true, George. And by the way, I'm going to be there at the CPAC when Trump gives his speech, as well as Governor DeSantis. So I don't know. Maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe I won't. But certainly if they come over by the radio booths, I will be sitting right there with a microphone in my hand.
Exactly right. That's right. Captain going to CPAC. That's amazing.
You never know. All right. Yep. Down to the weather wire here. The second winter storm of the week is coming across the country, and it's another humdinger.
It really is. And, of course, yeah, we'll be talking more about it in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report as well, but that's exactly right. I mean,
in about 3 minutes.
That's right. It's really walloping some people.
Yes, sir. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and you just never know who might show up to say something on the show. So here we go. Let's see what this guy has to say. Never know about this guy here.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
With Cowboy Logic Radio, when we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh.
Yeah.
cake straight out the gate. Pretend the woman, some mistakes for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. High heel shoes, getting love from the dudes for badass chicks on the Moulin Rouge.
Sisters, better get that dough, sisters.
We drink wine with diamonds in a glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You want an itchy, I'm a mocha chocolate.
What?
Rio Lady Mama.
That happens to be Christina Aguilera, Little Kim, Maya, and Pink all singing Lady Marmalade there, Kyle.
Yeah, that's a great version.
Yeah. I love the bass in there and the drum. Holy smokes. Okay, well, let's back on off here and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, folks, tonight out west, we've got still some snow to tell you about tonight. And, of course, this is going to be along I-82 up in Washington, also along Highway 97. Looks like a snow around Spokane as you come along I-90 there. Up on 4th of July pass tonight, 16 degrees, but we're not reading any active snow right now. However, in Snoqualmie Pass, 18 degrees right now, snowing, and you've also got ice on the road. Also, we've got snow in the Denver area. Also along I-70, this is going to be around, now this is moving east a little bit, last hour is around Battlement Mesa, now it's over near Rifle, so be careful out there. Also, it's very, very cold all over the west tonight, especially in California where we have freeze warnings stretching from Redding all the way down to Bakersfield and then also into the high desert where we have hard freeze warnings tonight. Over in Colorado, we definitely have winter storm warnings and avalanche warnings in the Durango area and also still snow around Santa Fe and Albuquerque as well. Right back up to Seattle where they've got a lot of sleet going on right now. So it's cold. Be careful out there.
If you don't like the weather, wait an hour and give the next forecast, and here you go. All right, we've got below zero and single-digit temperatures in North Dakota and parts of South Dakota, the upper part of Minnesota, upper part of Wisconsin. But moving on over, coming down to Oklahoma, we've got some really chilly weather, Amarillo east, and then snow out in front of it, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, on up towards Joplin, Missouri, coming across I-44, winter storm warning all the way to St. Louis. That winter storm warning will continue down below on I-40 east of Oklahoma City all the way to Memphis, Tennessee. Now, you've got a winter storm warning down into the area right there, the northeastern corner of Texas, Dallas, the Big D, if you will. And it's also in the northern part of Louisiana tonight. And we've got snow flurries all the way down to, gosh, almost to Corpus Christi, Texas. Wow, San Antonio for sure. Now, staying down below I-20, Alabama, fog all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. Fog, Georgia, southwest corner, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. Coming across I-10, Florida, from Live Oak, Jasper, west all the way to New Orleans, and then down around the corner, New Orleans, on down towards Brownsville, and the bottom down there in the Mexican border. Taking a look at the snow, we've got snow flurries. We'll have several inches of snow tonight up there in the southern part of Wisconsin, the eastern part of Iowa. Also, most of Illinois will see snow coming out of St. Louis and going east in Illinois for a ways. You'll be in that winter storm warning. Northern part of Indiana, snow. Coming across I-94 in Michigan, snow. Then we've got some mixed precipitation coming across Kentucky and the lower part of Indiana, lower part of Ohio, and over into the western part of Michigan. Pennsylvania. Michigan again, the snow stops just west of Detroit on 94. But upstate New York, if you don't like the weather, here we go. Winter storm warning, I-87. Poughkeepsie north to Lake George, and from the Berkshires, Massachusetts, straight across west, all the way to Syracuse, New York, winter storm warning. And then we got snow across the rest of New England, snow down below, down to Long Island, winds all the way down to right now the Chesapeake Bay, and just a miserable night, Kyle.
weather-wise.
Yes. Yes, exactly right, most unfortunately.
All right, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget, when you're out in the highways and byways, especially in this kind of weather when it's cold, pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J. Get yourself a good hot cup of coffee. We think that you'll agree. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. And when you pull in, be sure to join the Drivers Club if you haven't already and start earning those great points that you can track with the My Rewards Plus app. You can find out much more about it simply by going to pilotflyingj.com and stay warm out there.
See you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have plenty to talk about when it comes to Ukraine, but I'm going to wait till after the top of the hour to do it because we don't have that much time to even get started on anything. But what I want to ask you about was, what is going on in New York City with the two top Manhattan prosecutors who were running the Trump investigation that suddenly resigned?
Well, it looks, I don't know. That's an interesting thing. I don't know what the reason for the resignation was, but it looks like that investigation is pretty much over.
Yeah.
From what I can tell. The top prosecutor says no, but I'm not sure that that's accurate.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hearing here, too, because I checked with a couple of my sources in New York, and I said, no, they're done.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I'm hearing, too, but I haven't talked to anybody, but I'm kind of seeing that chatter.
Okay, well, to be continued, I guess we'll leave it that way. But that's really odd. Really odd after all.
Very odd.
Yeah, all the, the finger pointing and all that stuff. So, I don't know. We'll just go with that and we'll see what happens. Now, just 3 years ago, we heard, if I'm president, Putin's days of tyranny and trying to intimidate the U.S. and Eastern Europe are over. Gee, that was Joe Biden in 2019.
Yeah, right.
See how that
worked
out.
Maybe he was really referring to corn pop.
See how that worked out, right?
Right.
By the way, before we go to break, are you watching all these cars headed to Poland coming out of Kiev?
They're not going to Poland. They're just going to Western Ukraine.
Oh, really? Because they said the border going to Poland was all jammed up. All right. Hold that thought. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we shall return. Lots of stuff to talk about on the way back about Ukraine. Boy, oh boy. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.